Mobile.
4 CBA Mobile.
KB4 CBA. The W4 never give up.
Dr. Phil, how are you doing today?
Headed home and then to orchestra practice for about 15 Christmas songs.
Yep. I tell you, I used to, I'd start my choir with Christmas in August, so by the 1st of December, they had it all learned and polished up, and we could just coast through the month of December and not have to worry about it.
Well, we've been working on it about 6 weeks, but I hadn't picked up my trumpet in 2 weeks. I had just had stuff to do. I had a fire going in the backyard. I had a guy come take down some huge trees, an 80-foot spruce and some other stuff, and we burned it all in the backyard, and I had a fire going from Tuesday morning till Sunday night. It's probably still going. It's about 4 feet deep in red hot embers.
Yeah, I saw a picture of a tree that you'd cut down. It looked like a big one. And I guess that's one of the ones that's up on the road.
Had limbs hanging out on Highway 9, and I couldn't get Duke Power to trim them back. They trimmed everything but what needed to be trimmed. You know that story. But anyway, with that fire burning, you're supposed to stay with it. And even though I live beside the church, I didn't want to go to orchestra practice last week, so I missed a week. So I'll have to shine it up and try to play pretty if I can. But they had sure rather me play the trumpet than sing, I'll tell you that.
Okay. Well, you know, think of it, I don't think I've ever heard you sing, so I wouldn't know what that sounds like. But anyway, but you do play the trumpet well, so, that's got to count for something.
Honest, I'd rather hear you sing than to eat. I've heard you eat.
Oh, that's funny. Well, okay. I guess that was a compliment. I don't know. Oh, me. Well, I'm headed to tennis. No surprise there.
There yesterday. You don't let much time go by before you hit that tennis court. That's a good thing, brother. We're going to have a board meeting one Friday afternoon here before long.
That sounds good, and let me know. My sister will be here this Friday, so I'll be tied up, but generally on Fridays I don't have a lot to do.
I'm going to go try to get a guy to look over what I need to order, these side mirrors for the car, and they're not original equipment, so I'm going to see if he'll put them on if they're what we need. I don't want to order the wrong thing, even though they can go back. They're not Amazon Prime. I'll have to pay to ship them back, but they will take them back. But I'd just rather have a good idea of what we're doing before I order them.
Places now, you call them to tell them you're shipping it back, and they tell you just to keep it.
Well, yeah, especially on, real small items. Yeah, it costs more to ship it back. That's getting to be a different world we live in.
Marjorie's up at Maggie, and she has an oddball furnace. The filter that's in the air handler is an oddball size. It's like a 23 and a half instead of a 24. And instead of 22, it's 21 and three quarters. And you could actually buy filters in those measurements. And I mean, this, you can't get a you can't get a 24 by 22 in there. I mean, it just won't go. And so she ordered some, but they were the wrong ones, obviously. And she called me. She paid $58 for a box of six of them, and they told her just to keep them. But she's gonna. She looked at the brand that we pulled out of it, and she went on their website and ordered some from them. So anyway, but I've never seen anything like that before. In all my years, I've changed a lot of filters, but I've never seen a 21 and three quarters, and 23 and three quarters. That just doesn't make any sense.
Through that, about 2 years ago, we put in a whole new gas pack under the house, but the house, is about 70 years old, and it had a oil heater, and that big tank, it would have never blown up. It would have never quit in the next 300 years. But the circuit board that controlled it got hard to work on and hard to find, and we finally just had to give it up. But it had an oddball filter in that thing. It's just no sense. Everything in that house is odd. The windows are oddball, the doors, sizes and heights and everything. They just changed everything. Of course, it's understandable in 70 years that makes some changes, but anytime I have to replace something, it's not an easy proposition. You can count on that.
For CPA. Oh, well, I just thought that was crazy. The rest of her returns, she's got a couple of other returns, and they're... I think, like 20 by 20 or something like that, but the one that slides in the air handler itself is the oddball size, and so, but anyway, well, she's got a really nice house up there. It's, it is just gorgeous, and it's all made out of natural wood. It looks, it's not really a log cabin, but it's, all the wood's exposed, and it's just really gorgeous. A lot of windows and that kind of thing.
Kendall really did y'all right, didn't he?
He worked with a guy at Edward Jones all his life, and they got a real good deal on. They got 7.5% interest on I think it was 7 years, and in fact it ran. He died before it ran out, but it would have run out next year. The amount that they had invested, but he made good money off of that, and they had other investments, and Edward Jones just took care of him. I can't remember the guy's name now. He retired, but we're still with him. We're working with the lady that took over for him, and I'm really happy with what she's doing. So. Anywho, he was a banker, so if anybody knew something about money, he should.
Ness, how has the lady done for you in the last 6 months?
We've lost some money. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, she told us it was going to be a down year. You have one every 7 years, and this is it. This is the seventh year, so, we expected losses this year. So, I mean, that's just the way it goes. So, be along for the ride.
Losing, I handle my own. I saw the losses come in, and I got out in February. I'm in and out, but not holding. And I got some friends that have lost majorly because they... Well, that's a radio play, and I didn't know what that was. They're, you know, buying hold, and it's hurting them majorly bad. But hopefully in a year or two, it'll start to come back. But I think we haven't seen by a long shot. 98% of CEOs, they said this morning on the Financial Channel, are expecting a recession next year. So that's pretty pessimistic.
I'm not going to comment on any of that. But anyway, hopefully we can survive a couple more years, and maybe next year will be a little bit better year.
Violent swings lately, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm in a really bad spot.
Violent swings in the last few weeks, too. People thinking the bottom's in, they buy, and then it falls back.
On the tennis court telling me about what he was doing, buying stock in his company he works for, and it just kept going down and down, and he just kept buying. Now it's worth next to nothing. I said, "What did you quit buying?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, I finally did."
Pull down stuff is what they call that. That can be tricky stuff. You can be catching a falling knife, as they say.
I just leave everything to Judith, Edward Jones, and. Like I said, she does a good job, and she watches out for us, and, you know, she knows the risk we want to take and how, you know, how far we want to go with our risk, and so based on our parameters, you know, then she makes decisions. So, and she does a great job. I mean, you know, I have no complaints whatsoever.
Well, I'm about where I'm going, and I know you're about near the tennis court. It's not that far from you, so good to talk with you. And I think I can get that differential back in. I don't know. I do have a transmission jack, and the top of it's got about a 10-by-10-inch steel plate, and then it's got some angle iron you can arrange in different ways. So even though it's an odd-shaped piece of metal and 100 pounds at least, I think I can get it back. But if I can't, I'll call in help. I'm not going to get hurt over it. But, man, that's been a beautiful thing to take apart and look at and realize that that was done before the days of CNC. That's what's amazing.
And like I said, that's a good rear end. It's they don't put those in cars anymore, and they put them in, you know, pickup trucks sometimes, and you'll see them in pickups, but it's really a heavy-duty rear end, and I don't think you ever had any problems out of it. Just don't forget to put some fluid back in there. And I saw a guy last night put one in and was laying on the ground, and he just laid it on his stomach and then just picked it up and sat it in. I don't know if he could do that or not, but anyway, yeah, if you got a transmission jack, that would help out a lot.
It's on jack stands, so it barely goes in under there. Thank goodness it does, or I'd just have to have it towed and put on a lift.
Good luck with it. Like I said, if you need some help, give me a call. All right, well, I'm hunting me a parking place here, and I'll talk to you later. So have a good one. 4NGU, KP4CBA.
See you, David. W24, never give up. Clear.
This is Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, demonstrating D-Star for a fellow ham friend of mine. Could I get a couple of stations to come back to him? This is Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo. I'm located in Hendersonville.
W4NGU, sounds good. In Bowling Springs, South Carolina, mobile.
Very good. Yeah, this is W4MHE. Yeah, thank you for the comeback. I'm just showing him how amazing it is these days. You know, Echolink, and you know, we've got Droidstar, and also you can do DMR on your smartphone now. So, okay, I want to clear off of here. Have a good evening. This is Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, saying 7-3s for now.
Boy, never give up. Clear.
GE listening. GE, KQ4BKW. 4BE. Part of that. This is KQ4BKW. Yes. For BGE, this is KQ4BKW.